Away we go. It's a Monday, February the 17th, 2020. 10 minutes past the hour. Kind of short obituary and news reports this morning, weather reports. After all of that snow and all of that bad weather and all of the news and everything we had last week, we had kind of longer reports. We were up to about 15 minutes after the hour. Now this week, we're down a little bit, but that's okay. More time for me to talk. And how could we possibly go wrong there? It is President's Day 2020. President's Day. Now, this is an interesting day because most people don't celebrate President's Day. I really don't know how you would celebrate President's Day, but most people do have it off work. Most people who work in government offices, factories, schools, banks get this day off. So it's a nice little three-day weekend for a lot of people in what is a very cold, kind of depressing month of February. Although, when I got up this morning, it was daylight outside. Wasn't that nice to get up this morning and have it be daylight at like 6:30 this morning? Hey, we'll take that. And the weather's not bad out there, and I hear we're going to have a nice stretch of normal temperatures this week after the frozen tundra that we went into last Thursday and seemingly stuck in for a few days. Boy, it was cold those 3 days, and if you were out at night, it was especially cold. Now, I got to tell you, last night I was sleeping so well, and I cannot really attribute what this was about. I didn't really do a whole lot yesterday, so I wasn't exhausted from anything. Well, I'll tell you what happened. This might have been it. This might have been what exhausted me. But boy, this morning when the alarm went off, I did not want to get out of bed. The sun was shining through the window, and I thought, man, I would just like to lay here for about another 2 hours. But here's what I think might have done it. Now, I'm one of these people. I know there are two types of people in the world. Some who like to sleep with the television on at night or the radio on at night, and some who like complete silence. Now, I've always been the type of person who likes to have the television or something on in the background, even if I'm not paying attention to it, when I go to bed. And usually I don't pay attention to it because I'm in bed. I go to bed, and probably within 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how tired I am, I've already ignored what's on the television and just fall asleep. Well, here's what happened last night. Well, this actually started happening about 2 weeks ago, because last summer I disconnected my cable. And I now have the Roku, which I know a lot of you have the Rokus, on your televisions. And I have a Roku in my bedroom. So at night, I'll usually throw on like YouTube or Netflix or something like that and just let it run as I'm falling asleep because I don't have an antenna in the bedroom. So for the last few months, I've noticed that my Roku remote control does not seem to be working right. I thought the batteries were just dying. I would have to open up the back of the remote and kind of rub the batteries or flip them out. And you know, it's one of those things. Have you ever done this where normally I would just get up and change the batteries, but the only time I'm in the bedroom is right before I'm about to go to sleep and when I get up in the morning. So I will get into bed and I'll grab the remote and I'll say, oh darn, this remote's not working properly. And I don't want to get up at that point after I've shut all the lights off and gotten into bed to go change the batteries in this Roku remote. And I've been able to make it work since this started happening. So I never changed the batteries. Well, last night I got into bed and I turned on the television and was going to get the Roku working so I could turn on something so I could fall asleep. And I could not get it to work. For the first time, I could not get this Roku remote to work. And I'm thinking, clearly, I need new batteries. Now, I'll tell you how lazy I was in this situation. I also have two other remote controls in the bedroom. I have the remote control for the television, and I do have the remote control for the DVD player, which I still do have in the bedroom. So, before I got up to get new batteries for the Roku remote, I checked, because I don't use the DVD player at all, really, anymore. I never have the DVD player on. Now, the television, yeah, but not the DVD player. So I checked the DVD player remote to see if it had the same type of batteries as the Roku remote. And I thought, well, I can just swap out the batteries in the DVD player remote for the Roku remote, and everything will be hunky-dory. So I did do that first, and again, the Roku remote did not work. So I thought, oh man, are the batteries dead in the DVD player remote? Because, you know, that's still how I'm thinking. I really haven't decided that there's going to be a problem here. So I thought, well, I'm actually going to have to get up. So I get up out of bed and I go in the kitchen and I find the AAA batteries and I get two of them and I come back and I put them in the Roku remote and the Roku remote still does not work. So now I'm in trouble because there's really no other way to use the Roku without a remote. Has anybody noticed that? You know, television, if the television remote would go dead, there are still buttons on most televisions, even flat screen televisions, where you can change the channel or you can change the volume, so you still have that option. So even if the remote goes down, you can still control the television. And even on a DVD player, a lot of them still have buttons, enough to at least turn the power on or hit play or something like that. The Roku really has no buttons on it. So if the remote goes dead, you're dead. You can't do anything. All you see is the Roku start screen. You can't do anything. So now I realize the Roku's not working. Well, at 11 o'clock at night, I'm not going to work on the Roku because I've already went through switching the batteries from the DVD remote to the Roku and got up and got new batteries and the Roku's still not working. So I thought, well, this is just going to have to be a problem for another day. So I decided, well, for the first time in a long time, I'm going to turn on the DVD player and I'm just going to watch a DVD. So I turn on the DVD player and I put in the DVD and that's what I let run last night. Okay, everything was calm. I slept well. Everything was good. But by the way, that whole process took like 30 minutes. So I was going to bed about 30 minutes later than I normally do. So I finally get to bed, sleep well, sleep great, sleep almost right up until the alarm, like 2 or 3 minutes before the alarm. Then I get up this morning, and the DVD player is still on, obviously, and the television's still on. And normally, what I would do with the Roku is I would just turn the television off, and that's that. Well, I realize since I have the DVD player and the television both on at this point that I've got to turn them both off, and those are two separate remotes. So I turn the television off, and then I hit the power button on the DVD player. I walk out of the room, get something to drink, and then I come back in to take a shower, and I notice the television's back on. And I thought, I know I shut that off. So I go over again, turn the television off, turn the DVD player off, and then I go in the bathroom and start to get ready. And then I hear the television come on again. And I'm thinking, something isn't right here. Well, after about 15 minutes of brilliant deduction this morning, I realized that for some reason, the DVD player is turning on the television. Now, I did not even know this could happen. How does a DVD player turn on a television? Because what was happening was, I guess the DVD player had already turned off when I was turning off the television, and when I was hitting the button on the DVD player thinking I was turning off the DVD player, I was actually turning it back on, and it was making the television come back on. So, frankly, at this point, I'm just flustered with the whole thing. And thank goodness I have today to go back and look at this problem to figure out what's going on. Now, the two major problems I have at this point is, what is wrong with the Roku remote? Now, I also have a Roku in the living room, and I went and got that Roku remote, and it wouldn't do anything for the bedroom either. Although I have two different Rokus, so I thought, well, maybe that's the problem. Because I have the standard one in the living room that actually sits, you know, you plug it into the back of the television and it sits under the television. In the bedroom, I just have the USB Roku. So, but the question is, what do you do with a Roku? Does anybody know? Does anybody have any idea what you do with a Roku when the remote does not work? Because you can't do anything with it, really. And why is it set up that way? And have you ever had a Roku remote stop? I don't even know how you fix these things. It has not been damaged. It just sits like on the nightstand at night. So what is going on? Does anybody have any solution to this? Does anybody out there have a Roku and had the remote stop working? Now, the Roku itself, as far as I know, is still working, the USB Roku, but it's the remote that's not working. Does anybody know what that could be? There are no pieces missing. There are no springs broken where the batteries go. Nothing has happened to it. Does anybody have any idea what would make this remote stop working? Or maybe it has something to do with the USB Roku. I don't know. I really do not know what the problem is there. Has anybody ever had this problem happen? Because I'm guessing if it's happened to me, it's probably happened to somebody else. And does anybody have any reasoning on what you would do if your remote stops working on your Roku? Because if your remote stops working, there are no buttons on the USB, and there are no buttons on the television that control the up and down and all that on the Roku. What do you do? Has anybody ever thought about this, or maybe have a Roku now that is working and think, well, what would I do if the remote did go down? Does anybody have any answers on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What happens when the Roku goes down and you have no way to control the thing? Because the Roku is still working, but yet I can't do anything with it. This is kind of strange. I think I'm getting a message here. Maybe this is the answer to the whole Roku problem. You should be able to download a Roku remote on your phone or tablet. Now this could be big, and I guess you would probably pair them up or something like that. That might be what I have to do. Now I have to download a Roku remote on my phone or tablet. Now, how many of the people out there have their Roku remote on their phone or tablet? Have you just done away with the remote, said, I've had enough of this, I'm done with this, I'm going a whole nother route? I don't know. It never dawned on me until last night when the remote stopped working that you can always control the television. The television still has buttons on it. You can still control the DVD players. The DVD players have buttons on them. But you cannot control the Roku because there are no buttons on the USB Roku that would allow you to do that. And frankly, at this point, I might be done with the whole remote thing anyway, because I don't know. It just seems like it's a defective remote. So that was my why I could not go to sleep last night, and maybe why I slept so well and got up so well this morning. Well, slept well. I guess I didn't get up well this morning. I got up later than normal this morning, and boy, would I have liked to have laid there a little bit longer. But that's my remote story. Does anybody else have a remote story like this? Because remote controls are kind of funny. When the remote control was first invented, it used to be connected to the television with a cord. Do people remember those televisions where The remote was actually connected with a cord to the television. And then they finally got to remotes that were not connected to the television that you could carry anywhere around the house. But then VCRs came in and cable boxes came in and DVD players came in. And each of them had their own remotes. So you had to have like 17 remotes around your house and know what everything went for, up, down, left, right, and sideways. And then finally the universal remotes came out and you had to be able to know the codes for everything. Oh, it was a thing. Go ahead, caller.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I only caught part of your predicament with the Roku. Did you say that you changed the batteries?
I did, and it was strange because I had thought for like the last 2 months, because I would get into bed and immediately the Roku would not work. But if I would take the back off and like smooth over the batteries, it would start working. And I thought, well, the batteries must just be dying. But last night I put two new batteries in it, and when I did that, it would not work at all.
Okay.
Do you have a Roku?
I have a Roku. And, I know that sometimes with, computers and we have we use Dish Network. Sometimes I have to, turn everything off, unplug, wait about 30 seconds, then plug everything back in. Kind of like a reboot to a computer.
That could be.
You might try that. You also, let me see, with your batteries in it, make sure that the contact, the spring, little spring, make sure you put the batteries in right first.
Boy, I hope I did that.
And just make sure that it's the contact is hitting.
I think it is because I messed with those batteries for like 10 minutes last night, and I was looking where the springs were in the remote because I thought, these are two new batteries. Why will this not turn on? Now, I don't know if the Roku has to have some sort of special battery. I don't think it would. I think I've changed the batteries in them before.
Yeah, no, they're just regular, the AA. So, I don't know. Maybe just try rebooting everything, see if that helps.
Have you ever noticed, though, or thought about the idea that the Roku is absolutely useless if you don't have a remote?
Oh, sure.
But other devices are not set up like that.
No. No, it's just it's just another little convenience to have. But, I don't know what else to say.
You would think they would put some kind of button on there to where you could at least navigate if your remote stopped working, because I guess you can download them on your iPad or cell phone. You can download a remote, which I guess is probably the next best guess, but it's just very strange how you can do nothing with that Roku if you don't have some sort of remote.
Remote, true. You're right.
Because it controls everything. And I'll tell you, watching a DVD last night was not as fulfilling as watching the Roku. But have you ever had that with a DVD player? Why is the DVD player controlling the on-off button on the television?
Oh, that... Mine doesn't. I don't know what kind of, cable system you have. But I have to go in and change the HDMI from line 1 to line 2 when I have my DVD player on.
Well, it's interesting because I'll have to check this today, because the only thing that has occurred to me is that maybe the brand of the television is the same brand as the DVD player, and maybe when I'm hitting the button on the DVD player, that's what's causing the television to come back on, but I don't think they're the same brand, and I don't know what's causing the problem.
I don't know. You're getting your frequencies, crisscrossed.
Yes, my frequencies are all crisscross. They were crisscross last night. I would have hated to see all the radiation that was going on in that room between the Roku, the CD player, and the television last night.
Well, turn the radio on, then you don't have any problem.
That's what I should have done. I just should have turned that, because I do have a radio in the bedroom. But here's the thing about the radio in the bedroom. For some odd reason, it's across the room. You know, I need to put it somewhere close to the bed where I can get to it and turn it on and off or up and down, you know, depending on the situation.
So, and again, you can have my radio in our bedroom has a remote.
Oh, see that? Well, and you know, now see, this is where I have made myself into an idiot because I have, because when I started out in radio, we were still using cassette tapes and then it was CDs. And now it's obviously digital everything. But I have a lot of CDs, and plus I have music CDs from when I was in college and cassette tapes and all that. So a few years ago, before they went totally out, I bought one of those big things that had the cassette tape player, it had the CD player, and it had the radio built into it. Now that has a remote, but I have that in the living room instead of the bedroom.
We have a Bose, and it has, other than you touch the top of it to turn it on, but in order to change the channels, you have to use the remote.
Well, you know, and I've heard of these Bose. What makes those so great? What is the great thing about those?
Sound. The sound system is really nice.
Now, how do you know about what the price of these are and where you can buy them in town?
Not in town. I think you have to order them like from Bose or maybe Amazon. Go on Amazon. And they are expensive. They're not cheap.
But they're
nice. They're good.
Well, here's what I think I'm going to start doing. I think I'm going to start spending money because I tend to be a frugal person when it comes to everything. Even when I was shopping for the car back in January. Or December, I guess it was. I just am not good at spending money. I don't know why. I have no problem spending money on other people. I like buying gifts for other people. But when it comes to myself, you know, I don't go out and buy clothes. I don't go out and buy things for the house. I don't do that sort
of
thing.
You have to be nice to yourself, Scott.
Well, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to start blowing the money.
Yeah.
Because I figure, you know, if I'm hit by a bus tomorrow, what in the world...
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah, I don't want to be hit by a bus, but what a great morning it is out there with all that daylight.
I'm sorry, I didn't. My dog is running around here like a crazy person. I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I said it's a beautiful morning out there with all that daylight.
Oh yes, it is. It's gorgeous.
Well, yeah, I think I'm going to look for these Bose because I think that would be a fun thing to buy. And I think you have the right idea when it comes to the Roku. Is I'm going to have to troubleshoot the thing, maybe reset it, pull the USB out, put it back in. But, you know, it was hard last night because it was dark. And even though I had a light on in the bedroom, you know, to get behind the television is a little... I'm lucky I didn't knock the thing over.
I've been there. I've done that. It drives you crazy.
It does. It you know, I was almost ready to check myself into the insane asylum this morning.
I'm so sorry.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in with some good answers.
I'm trying.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. There's some interesting stuff because that could certainly fix the problem, I guess. Troubleshoot the Roku remote. I also like the idea of downloading the remote on the... tablet or remote. That's certainly a good way to go. So hopefully I will have this problem fixed before the end of today. But does anybody else have any ideas when it comes to the big Roku problem? When the remote doesn't work, you can't get anything done. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And does anybody understand, and I know a lot of us don't have DVD players anymore because we're all Netflix and all that sort of thing, Netflix and Hulu, does anybody have any idea why in the world the DVD player would be controlling the power on the television? I've never had that happen before. when the DVD player came on, it forced the television on. And I don't even think they're compatible devices, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously the DVD player is plugged into the television so it can come up there. But other than that, I don't think there's any contact between the two machines. So I really have no idea what is causing that problem. That is a very strange problem, in my opinion, to have. But hopefully it'll all get worked out today. But if anybody has any ideas, solutions, or suggestions, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Now, the Bose, does anybody else have a Bose sound system radio? Does anybody know where you can buy them locally, or do you have to send away for them? And what are the big advantages to the Bose radio system? Because maybe it's time I actually started going out and spending some money on certain things. You know, I'm a little frugal when it comes to just about everything. Now, I don't know where that came from, because I don't remember anybody in my family being all that frugal. But somewhere along the line, I got the frugal gene to where I never buy stuff for myself. I like to buy stuff for other people. I love to do that. But when it comes to myself, I am not big on buying things. I will go to a store. Now, this is me in a store. And if you ever see me in a store, you'll see this happening. I'll walk by something and I'll think, oh, I should buy that. And then I'll think, oh, do I really need it? Will I really use it? How much am I going to, what is this going to do? You know, blah, 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 blah. And I talk myself out of buying it in that moment. Now, and usually I'll say to myself, I'll say, well, maybe I'll come back and get that. Now, I could buy it right then, and I could take it home, and I would probably have a great time with it. But for some reason, something happens when I'm trying to buy things that I talk myself out of buying the item. Is anybody else this way? Is anybody else this frugal or kind of, is that still the word, frugal? Frugal's a funny word when you think about it. It doesn't really fit the situation at all, except for the fact that we've been using it for so long. Is anybody else thrifty or, I guess we're going to have to stick with frugal because I can't think of any other word. Is anybody else kind of like that when they go out and buy things for themselves? Would you rather buy things for other people, but when it comes to yourself, you're hesitant to buy it, even though you have the money to buy it, you're hesitant to do so? I don't know. I think that's an interesting character trait. And that's a character trait I have for some reason. And I don't know where I picked it up because I can't remember anybody else I've ever been around who really had that trait. Most people are just grabbing the stuff, throwing it in the cart. I might be the last one, for all I know. Anywho, is anybody else frugal or know anything about the Bose system? Or what else do we have here? Can you tell me why in the world my DVD player is controlling my television, or any ideas with the Roku outside of downloading the remote on your cell phone or tablet? Okay, those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Okay, what else did I want to talk about this morning? Oh, I found out a question this morning, found out an answer to a question that we had on this show. Remember, about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that, I was talking about how one morning I went to McDonald's to get my soda, and I went to the first window, and they handed me an hourglass. You know, like the hourglass from The Wizard of Oz, the big turnover the hourglass thing? And they handed me the hourglass at the first window when I paid, and then I went to the second window, and they asked for the hourglass back, but didn't really tell me what this was all about. Okay, well, here is the update. Here is the breaking news. I know what that's about now. Because and I'd never seen this, and I went to McDonald's last week, so this must have just been posted this week. Now, at least on the Mount Vernon Avenue McDonald's, there's now a sign up, and apparently this hourglass is here to stay. Because here is the new idea at McDonald's. Now, this is what the sign says. It's a very small sign, but it sticks out there. That if you order a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's and you don't get it in 60 seconds, it's the 60-second guarantee, then you get it for free. Or you get one for free, I guess is the best way to put this. So what you have to do, I guess, is you have to ask for the hourglass at the first window, and if they don't have it to you in 60 seconds by the time you get to the second window, then the breakfast sandwich is free. Now, here's what confuses me about this whole thing. Is it just breakfast sandwiches? Is it hash browns? Is it pancakes? Is it sodas? Because I really think it should cover the gamut, not just breakfast sandwiches. And how many people are going to ask for these hourglasses? And I say, here's another problem I see happening. You know, some people, especially in winter, will roll up the window to their car between the pay window and the get your food window. What if you roll up your window and you don't pay attention to the person who's trying to hand you your hourglass? Then, you know, your hourglass will run out and you'll think you need a breakfast sandwich for free. I think this is going to cause a whole lot of problems. But it's nice that they're trying to do something, I guess. Maybe they were having a big turnover when it came to breakfast sandwiches. I don't really know. But it's an interesting concept, I would say. Reminds me of the old Domino's pizza concept. If your pizza's not here in 30 minutes or less, it's going to be free. And then Domino's had to stop doing that because their drivers were getting in so many accidents and there were so many speeding tickets being handed out to them that they had to stop doing this because it was causing such a problem. Now, in the drive-thru window at McDonald's, I doubt that you're going to have that kind of problem, but, you know, it could cause problems. It could cause arguments. You know, oh, it has been 60 seconds. No, it hasn't been 60 seconds. And who are you going to believe? I don't think they have any cameras out there. It's not like you're going to pull up the surveillance footage on a dollar breakfast sandwich. I don't know. Has anybody noticed this or have any thoughts on this? It's kind of interesting. 740-383-9944 on this President's Day 2020. 740-383-9944. And kind of an interesting President's Day for us here in Marion because it is the 100th anniversary year of our president, President Harding, being elected president. Now, of course, that didn't happen until November of 1920, so the 100th anniversary won't be until November of 2020, but an interesting President's Day nonetheless. Now, I also hear today is National Kindness Day. Now, I don't know if this is a real thing or not. Somebody told me about it. I didn't look it up. I would find it hard to believe. Because National Kindness Day sounds like something that would be a good thing for people, to go out and do kind acts, I would guess. But why would you put it on President's Day? Because President's Day is a federal national holiday. I would think you would not want to crowd the day with National Kindness Day. I would think National Kindness Day would have its own separate day. But allegedly today is National Kindness Day. Somebody told me this, and at this particular point, I'm going to tend to believe them, that it is National Kindness Day. But what do you do in winter in the Midwest on National Kindness Day? What is something you could do? Now, last night, I thought about this, and I think I know what I'm going to do. It's a big thing that I've wanted to do, obviously for somebody else, because I think that's what kindness is all about. So I think I know what I'm going to do for National Kindness Day, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do because, see, I think that ruins it when you tell people the kind act that you're going to do. But does anybody know anything about National Kindness Day, or does anybody have any ideas on what you might do on National Kindness Day for somebody else? I guess forget President's Day. It's just National Kindness Day. What could you do? Now, I know one of the big popular things, speaking of restaurants, is to pay for the person behind you in line, pay for their meal. I guess that would be a big act of kindness. I guess you really wouldn't be mowing somebody else's yard because we're not really at that stage yet now. What could you do for National Kindness Day that would not cause, you know, any kind of a ruffle. Because I don't know that you'd want to give anybody any food or anything like that. Because what if they don't like the food, then they complain and it becomes a whole big thing. You know, people are very picky about that sort of thing. But what is something you could do for National Kindness Day that somebody would appreciate? And is today National Kindness Day? Is that even a real thing? Because I have my doubts on if this is even a real thing. I don't know. It doesn't seem real to me. Because I think if you have to legislate kindness, there's some kind of problem going on. So does anybody know anything about National Kindness Day? Or something you might be able to do on National Kindness Day that would help people? If you do, if you have any ideas, let me know. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Having a good time here on this Monday morning. Floating around. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. We also have Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. All here on President's Day 2020. 44 coming up on 45 minutes past the hour this morning. Want to talk a little bit, because I didn't get a chance to do this, because we had guests all last week. Last week, we had some of the best guests that... Okay, I got a calendar here. Let's see if National Kindness Day is on here. Random Acts of Kindness Day. Now, apparently yesterday was National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. So today, well, I guess it's depending on how you say it. Random Acts of Kindness Day or National Random Acts of Kindness Day. Now, tomorrow, it's also, by the way, National Cabbage Day and, of course, President's Day. Now, tomorrow is National Drink Wine Day and National Battery Day. Now, see, I had all my battery trouble last night, and here tomorrow is National Battery Day. So go figure. And I guess maybe tomorrow is National Drink Wine Day, because after you do all these acts of kindness, you need a drink of wine, I guess is the idea behind it. So it is Random Acts of Kindness Day. So I guess that is a thing. I don't know why it's a thing that we have to have a day to be kind. I wonder how many people even know that it's National Random Acts of Kindness Day. Did anybody out there even know that this was a thing? Seriously, let me know. 740-383-9944. And also, if you have any good acts of kindness you think would be good, a good idea, I would love to hear about that too. Okay, that being said, phone lines are open, 47 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Okay, want to talk about the guests last week here for a second, because we didn't get a chance to do it. Because we had guests on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Want to thank Sam Donaldson for coming on Wednesday. He's always a great guest, national ABC correspondent. And then we had the great Phil Donahue on Thursday, and that went very well. And I appreciate him coming on. He normally does not do talk shows. As a matter of fact, the repeat of Phil Donahue was playing this morning as I was driving in. And that's one of those surreal moments for me where I think, wow, I cannot believe that Phil Donahue was on this show. Now, I've interviewed Phil Donahue a couple of other times, but he does not do talk shows. You can look that. I don't know why he doesn't do them. They're few and far between since he has left his talk show. So to have him on for 2 hours and 10 minutes last Thursday was amazing. And the hilarious thing to me of it was that Sam Donaldson was listening to the program. So, I mean, it really doesn't get any better than that if you know who Sam Donaldson and Phil Donahue are. So that was Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday, which I haven't had a chance to talk about at all, we had Abby Croman and Michelle Whitaker in. Now, Abby and Michelle, I do the Paper Rings podcast with. And you can get this podcast by going to YouTube and searching Paper Rings podcast. There are two episodes The first episode, which was done 2 weeks ago, is there. And then the episode we taped Friday on love, of course, because it was Valentine's Day. You know, I got so sick of talking about love on Friday. I mean, really, I could have just about driven a pencil through my fingers. I mean, we started the morning, we had Michelle and Abby here, we did 2 hours on love because it was Valentine's Day, and then I talked with Charlie a little bit about Valentine's Day at 12:15, then I taped the podcast with Abby and Michelle that afternoon, and we did an hour and 20 minutes on love. I mean, honest to goodness, by the time that day was over, I thought, I am so tired of hearing about love and why people are in love and what they do and blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm glad if you're in love. I'm glad if you're, you know, gee whiz. I'm glad if you're putting things on Facebook and videos and whatever. I'm happy for you, but boy, it could... I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand, okay? And this is just the truth. Before internet, how did we tell people we liked them? I mean, honest to goodness. Because now I see all these posts, I see all these videos, and you really saw it Friday because of Valentine's Day. I see all these posts, I see all these videos about how people love people. Well, I see, I don't know. See, here's the thing about that. Are you doing that because you want the person you're in love with to know that? Because I would hope they already know that you're in love with them. Or are you doing it because you want everybody else to know you're in love? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm in total agreement with you on your love there.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, I needed a barf bag on Friday.
Yeah, if that don't make you... lead you to drink, and I don't know what would.
I'm thinking about getting a bottle of vodka and putting it in the desk drawer here for situations just like that.
Man, you're right there, man. Jesus. You, every time you hear about something like that, you just say, oh, my God, good luck.
Well, you know, it was Valentine's Day, so I did not mind talking to Abby and Michelle about it on Friday morning, and I did not mind, you know, talking a little bit about it with Charlie, but then we did a whole podcast on it, which people can get online, Paper Rings, just go to YouTube, Paper Rings Podcast, and you can find that. It's up now. You can listen to that hour and 20 minutes, which was all about love, and by the end of it, I just thought, my goodness.
Yeah, I understand that. It's one of those things where it just drives you totally insane.
Insane. I appreciate that you have sympathy with me.
Amen, brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, my point, and phone lines are open if you have any opinions on this, 740-383-9944. In the days before social media, how did we tell people that we loved them? Because, as I was saying, you know, I think if you love somebody, the person probably knows. I would hope they would know. So why do we put this stuff on Facebook? I mean, if you want to knock yourself out, I don't care. But I just always wonder, now, is that for them? I can't imagine it would be, because you already know that... you love them. So is that for other people to know that you're in love? But see, it's not just love on social media. It's also hate. There's hate there too. Like when you post a nasty message on social media about somebody, now are you doing that because you want them to know you hate them? Or are you doing that because you want everybody else to know that you hate them? See, I don't understand that. I think that's a little strange. I think that's one of our new character flaws for the 21st century here with social media. It's just different. And I'm telling you, and I always say this, I've said this before, you can check the record, when people start posting loving things about people on Facebook, I think they're trying to fool themselves in to the idea
or tell other people, I guess, that they're in love. Oh, aren't I in love? Look how happy I am. Okay, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
I'll tell you what it cracks me up about Facebook. Just everything that's a facade in general. Have you ever seen these people that are like deadbeat dads or moms that only see their kids maybe once or twice a year, and that one outing to McDonald's, they do like a whole photo shoot so they can plaster it all over the internet and like act, they want people to think that they're these really great parents when in reality they're not. Or another one, at times when people get a lot of money, like tax time, they'll sit there and splay the money out in their hand. And have you ever seen that? And I think, wow, this is...
Well, I've noticed the same thing happens when people will cook something. They want to show us what they're having for dinner. Now,
for dinner, I spend that crazy.
I think, what in the world is that?
Well, I went all out. I made a beautiful pot roast last night with potatoes, carrots, celery, and onions. I should have just did like a whole photo shoot.
Well, you should have, because, and you know what's funny about the whole thing, and I hate to say this, but to actually stop and take a picture, because you can tell some of these pictures were staged, to stop and take the picture, I think kind of negates, if you really were having a good time, kind of negates what you're doing. Because if you're really having a good time, you're probably not thinking, oh, I need to take a picture of this.
Well, some people, and even if it's real, that's kind of crazy. But I don't even believe that a lot of it. I just quit getting on Facebook altogether, and people are so taken back. Hey, how can I get you? Are you on the book? No, I'm not.
I know.
Some of these people find it so hard to believe that there's life without Facebook.
You know, I think if I did not have a radio show to promote, I don't believe I would be on Facebook.
Yeah, I used to get on it, and then I just thought, it just dawned on me, like, this is nuts, and I just quit doing it. Well, have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, you can share your thoughts. The phone lines are always open, 740-383-9944. We enjoy hearing from you. 740-383-9944. I don't understand that. I use it for promotion. I admit. I'll tell you what guests are coming on the show. And sometimes I'll give you random thoughts. But people have even said that they called me Veg Booker. V-A-U-G-E, Booker, B-O-O-K-E-R, because I'm vague about every post that I put up there, and there's a reason for that, because I don't want to come off like, I don't know, I don't want to pretend that everything is great or that everything is not great. So, you know, that's just me. But other people, and again, if you're doing this and you like it and you're happy and everything's hunky-dory, continue to do it. Whatever, if it makes you happy. But I don't know. I always look at those. Do you know how many happy pictures I've seen, and then here comes the divorce or the breakup, like a week later? I mean, it really is strange. I think that's a whole other thing. I think it's just a whole other perspective in the world that's going on. Facebook. Holy moly. Change the world. Social media. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, that whole love conversation was leading me into my guests on Friday, Michelle and Abby. Now, here's what I'm going to say, and don't tell them this. You know, I don't think they're listening this morning, because I haven't gotten any messages, and usually when I'm on the air, I get like 17 messages from them if they're listening, telling me what I'm doing wrong. So, I don't think they're listening this morning. So here's the deal. Don't tell them this, but they did so good on Friday. I was so impressed, because you never really know. When you get three people in the studio, that's a lot of people talking. And sometimes that doesn't go very well, because people talk over each other. And I don't know. It just doesn't go very well. They both did great on Friday. They both were really, really, really sharp and good at what they did. They let the other person talk. There wasn't any crosstalk. I even heard the program back yesterday morning. I was out driving around, and the program was in repeats. And, you know, it's different doing it than hearing it. So that was really the first time I got to hear it. And it came off very well. They both spoke into the microphones properly. They both had interesting things to say. They both, gave interesting perspective. They both disagreed with me. Of course, that's a problem when you disagree with the host. I'm not always very happy with that. But they did, which made it entertaining and interesting. And they're passionate people about their own opinions. And that is a trait I think that we all should have. Be passionate about your opinions. Now, don't argue to the point where you're going to be angry with somebody. But when you're passionate about your opinions and you're not afraid to express those in a public place, I think that's a very cool thing. And both of them did that. And Abby also got me a box of... I don't have the box here with me. She bought me a box of the little heart candies. And... they have a name. Gosh, I don't know what the name is. But she bought me a box of those. Now, I won't eat them because I'm just not a candy person. But it was a nice Valentine's Day. I think that might have been the only Valentine's Day gift I got. So I guess men can get Valentine's Day gifts. It was a box of the little hearts with the writing on those. But they have a name. What are they called? What are the Valentine's Day hearts called? Well, I can't say that was the only gift because Michelle did bring Andrew's cookies and chocolate-covered strawberries, and she did give me a chocolate-covered strawberry. But I don't know that that was a personalized gift. What are the name of the hearts? Isn't that awful? I've already forgotten the name of the hearts. Lost my brain. Go ahead, caller.
They're called conversation hearts.
Conversation hearts. That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, I got a box of conversation hearts. And you know what? We're going to stop the conversation right now because we've got to go to break, but we're coming back with more conversation. President's Day, National Kindness Day, however you want to refer to it, in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
They put somebody like Marilyn Monroe. Or
go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, or and Rosa Parks. And who else?
Won't they air them on the bill?
I mean, imagine flipping out a bill and there's a...